Hi, welcome to the very fantastic Discoveries podcast with your host, Juggie Farmer.
Hello, and welcome to Very Fantastic Discoveries with me, Juggie Farmer. Last week, I told you that I would discuss another story from Norse mythology. The story for today is about how the gods got legendary items, such as Thor's hammer. Earlier in the mythology, the gods created the universe after nearly purging it of all Jotuns. You will also remember that they made Loki an honorary god. Loki is now the god of trickery, and he demonstrates this in the worst way, as we will see. Let's get started. After Odin created the universe, Thor and the other gods came into existence. Thor, the god of thunder, took a wife, Sif, who had a long, flowing mane of blonde hair. Loki had crept to Sif's bed and shaved Sif's head bald. I had no idea why he did this, but my guess is since Sif had such beautiful hair, he just had to have it. Thor and Sif were in a terrible rage because having a bald head was a great shame. Loki agreed to find Sif new hair because he did not want Thor to deliver on his promise to break every bone in Loki's body. He knew he had to deliver on his promise, so he had the dwarves forge Rapunzel-like hair of real gold for Sif, and also a spear for Odin that never missed its mark, and a ship for the gods that could go on land or sea and fold up like origami if it needed to be transported. A dwarf named Brock bet his head against Loki's that he and his brother Sindri were better smiths than the other two dwarves. They made marvelous items too, even though Loki tried to interfere in the shape of a fly. They were a golden boar that the god Frey could put on his chariot to lead the way in dark nights, a magical arm bracelet for Odin, and a marvelous hammer that could never get lost and broke everything it touched. This, of course, belonged to Thor, who wielded the hammer to great effect against the gods' enemies. The dwarves won the bet, and after Thor caught Loki, who was trying to escape, they made to cut Loki's head off. However, Loki reasoned that he only promised his head to the dwarves and not his neck, and as cutting off his head would require cutting his neck too, they could not cut his head off without dishonoring the deal. Loki was allowed to live, but the gods sealed his mouth shut with a thong. In my opinion, there wouldn't be Norse mythology as we know it without Loki. This is the perfect story to symbolize this. Even though Odin and his brothers created the universe, Loki was the one who helped the gods in most of their endeavors, helped build their wall, gave them all of these magical items, and helped with the overall growth of the universe. True, he is also the one who destroys it, and he is the father to most of the monsters that help destroy it, but as I said, there wouldn't be an extensive universe to destroy without Loki. He's kind of the most misunderstood character in Norse mythology. Popular Marvel comics and movies would have you believe that Loki just wants to destroy the universe, but that is just one of the many things that the Marvel comics and movies got wrong about Norse mythology. I wish I could talk to the creators of Marvel Comics about that. Now I welcome our recurring guest, Dylan Fulmer, to do our Q&A. Hi, Daddy.
Hello, Jungi. How are you doing this afternoon?
I am doing great, thank you.
So, I have lots of questions about this topic.
Yeah, I heard you researched it.
I did do some research this morning, but even before that, my biggest question is, who is Sif? Who is Thor? Where did these people come from?
If you listened to my earlier episode, you would know all that, except for Sif.
Okay, so what's the deal with Sif, then?
Sif, in the original mythology, was Thor's wife, famous for her blonde hair.
Right, but where did she come from? Like, did she get created by somebody? Did one of the gods have a relation with a seagull or something like that? Where did she come from? Do we know where she came from? No. Or she was just always Thor's wife?
Always Thor's wife. In the Thor movies, which are incredibly inaccurate to the mythology, I cannot say it enough times, she is missing her iconic blonde hair and instead has black hair and armed with a shield and spear.
But does her hair have any power? Or is it just very beautiful? What's the deal with the hair?
Her original hair, the one that got cut off by Loki, was just beautiful, but...
And there was a ton of it, apparently?
Yeah, but the new hair that the dwarves forged for her not only looked beautiful, as I mentioned before, it's kind of like Rapunzel's from Tangled.
How so?
Anyone who's seen Tangled knows how Rapunzel's hair works, right?
Right, well, it's very strong. You can climb up it. Is it any attributes or qualities?
Yeah, like that. And in Magnus Chase and the Gods of Asgard, a series based off Norse mythology, Thor apparently called her his trophy wife in those books because her hair could create golden trophies, sometimes shaped like Thor's hammer.
Was that the original hair or the hair she got after Loki cut it off?
The hair she got after Loki cut it off.
Okay, so we've established that Sif has always just been Thor's wife, and she had really beautiful blonde hair, right?
Yeah.
That Loki cut off. And you said in the episode, in your summary, your intro, that you don't know why Loki cut off her hair.
But, as I said before, it might have been because it was so beautiful that Loki wanted all of it, maybe?
What would he have done with it? Put it on him? Because Loki was like a shapeshifter, right?
So he treasured it.
Treasured the hair in a box? He was like a creepy shapeshifter guy?
Kind of like Smaug the Dragon, who you call Bibbly Boobob the Imagination.
Right, okay. So, anyway, okay, so Loki's kind of a weird, creepy guy that goes around cutting off people's hair when they're sleeping.
Right? Yeah.
So Thor was really mad when this happened, yeah?
Yeah, in the Neil Gaiman book about Norse mythology, Thor said, get Sif new hair unless you want all of the bugs to be broken, and Loki was like, but I can't do that. Well, he said to the Gogbods, okay, then I'll practice breaking all of your bones and then I'll resurrect you and do it again. I'm sure that first off, it'll take me a long time, but I bet in a little while I'll be able to do it in as little as 15 minutes.
Whoa. That's quite a threat.
Yeah.
So was Loki afraid of Thor, I suppose?
Yeah, but he was also way, way smarter than Thor.
Right, but so why did he agree to do this? He was just scared of Thor, or did somebody else, did Odin tell him he had to do it?
Scared of Thor, but also Odin and everyone else was mad at him, too.
Because everybody thought that Sif's hair was beautiful, and it was kind of weird and, like, not cool at all to cut off her hair while she was sleeping?
Yeah.
Okay, so here's the deal. Like, so you get your hair cut once every month and a half, something like that, right?
Yeah, and so, I don't like my hair getting cut at all.
Yes, I understand that.
Remember that, unfortunately.
However, I digress. Did Sif's hair not grow back? Like, why did he have to get her new hair? This is something I don't understand.
Because remember, it said that for anyone In the ancient Norse mythology world, having a bald head was of deepest shame, even if it was only for a few months.
Right, so basically get her a wig is what the deal was.
A wig that would take root in on her scalp like it was real hair.
Ah, gotcha. Norse hair club for women or something like that.
Yeah.
Okay, so anyway. Okay, so the thing that was interesting to me when I was reading about this morning, because I was not as familiar with this story as you are, is that Loki basically went to where? What was the place called where, like, the dwarves lived or something like that?
I didn't say it in the episode, but it's sometimes called Svartalfheim, and the dwarves that inhabit it were made out of worms at the beginning of creation.
Gotcha. And they were good at making things?
They were good at making things, but they weren't very friendly at all.
As you do. So Loki went down there, and he asked them to hook him up because, like, Thor's going to totally destroy me if you guys can't help me. Please help me, sort of thing.
Yeah, but do you remember how some other dwarves heard him and stuff?
I didn't understand that. So what happened with that? So he asked these couple of dwarves to make him something, and then other dwarves overheard, and what was the deal with them?
They said, because Loki was apparently boasting that since those dwarves had made him a golden wig for Sif and a spear for Odin and an origami ship for the rest of the gods, that they were the best dwarf smiths in the world.
But he hadn't given anybody else an opportunity to do anything.
No, he did not, and these other dwarves, which were probably even more skilled than the other ones,
really?
Overheard him and told him that they were better smiths and that they would bet their head against Loki's that they were.
Right, but then was Loki like, no, sorry guys, like, I got what I needed, like, thanks for the offer, but, like, I don't need anything else?
No, Loki was in delight at the prospect of someone's...
Of getting more stuff, basically.
Someone's head getting cut off, too.
Oh, so he thought he was going to win this. He thought that they weren't going to make better stuff. He was still going to get the stuff and then get to cut one of their heads off on top of that?
Yeah.
What a weird guy this Loki is.
Yeah.
But they did it, though, right?
Yeah.
And but at the same time, it was weird. Like, when I was reading about it, they were saying, like, he turned himself into a fly and he, like, stung them in the eyelid or...
Yeah, because he didn't want them to have even the slight prospect of winning, so he was interfering.
Ah, gotcha. So he was trying to cheat so he didn't get his head cut off.
Yeah.
But all the same, they still made really cool stuff, including what?
Including a golden boar and the hammer of Thor.
And the hammer of Thor had one problem with it, apparently, right?
Because Loki the Fly was distracting one of the dwarves, the handle was unnecessarily short and also red hot all of the time. So the mighty Thor, and this is kind of silly, had to wear a gigantic oven mitt all the time to hold his hammer.
Well, I mean, did it have a cool pattern on it, like the oven mitts that we have here?
It was made of metal, but it was still an oven mitt, which is kind of funny.
Well, then he could, you know, if you needed to bake some cookies as well, he would always be set up for that. So that, you know.
Yeah, but I don't think the ancient Norsemen had cookies.
Well, that's too bad, because cookies are delicious.
Yeah.
So Loki lost the bet, but he still got the stuff. Right?
Yeah.
But then the guys came back and they're like, but you lost the bet, so we're going to cut your head off. And he's like, whoa, 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 whoa. It was only about the head, not the neck, right?
And you can't cut my head off without cutting my neck, so you can't...
Right, so what I read was they sewed his mouth shut. They
yes.
got like a big awl and they sewed his mouth shut.
Yeah.
Which I can imagine would be painful. Very, very painful.
Apparently, Loki managed to rip it off finally because no one else would do it because they wanted...
They didn't want him to talk anymore because, like, he's a weirdo, right?
Yeah. But he eventually tore it off.
Mm-hmm.
But He had a very sore mouth afterwards.
Well, I can imagine. Well, he got huge holes, like, punctured in his mouth and this, you know, big leather string through his lips to, you know, sew his mouth shut. That would hurt. We don't have much more time, but I want to ask you, you know, I know from living with you that you are somebody who places a great deal of value into fidelity to source material. Yes. And so you had mentioned several times that the depiction of Loki in the Marvel movies is not very accurate, nor is the portrayal of Thor. So
or
can you give
anything
me
else?
Okay, so can you give me can you give me just a couple of examples of differences?
So I talked about Sif before.
Right.
Thor was not blonde or handsome or anything in the
So what was he?
He was a big red-bearded glutton who was lazy.
Gotcha. Okay. And what about Loki?
Loki, instead of being black-haired with a fancy helmet, had hair that was orangey-red.
Hmm. So both of them had reddish hair, right?
Yeah.
And no fancy helmet?
No fancy helmet.
Hmm. Interesting. All right, so anything else that you'd like to highlight about this story?
That as I mentioned in the, near the end, that he is kind of misunderstood because, as I said before, in the Marvel movies and stuff, he is portrayed mostly as an antagonist, except for some of the second Thor movie, but even though he was just as despicable in the Legends, there was kind of more helpfulness in him.
Right, but he was, you know, everything I read about Loki kept referring to him as the trickster god.
Yeah.
And so, okay, maybe we need to talk some more about this. So, you know, knowing your vast knowledge of mythological traditions across different cultures, is Loki like Hermes, like Mercury at all?
Not really. Hermes is tricky, because as a baby he stole lots of cows and then covered it up as an infant. Mm-hmm. But Loki, as I mentioned, is far more despicable because I cannot imagine Hermes and his snake entwined Caduceus ever causing Ragnarok. Can you?
Well, that's the thing. That's the other thing I wanted to ask you about. You had mentioned that Loki destroys the universe, and that's Ragnarok, right? So we'll have to talk about that sometime soon as well, because I need to learn more about that myself.
Yeah.
And I look forward to talking to you about that. So, Jungi, as usual, thank you for a very interesting and engaging conversation, and I look forward to talking to you about whatever we're going to talk about next week.
Remember, it's third series of Unfortunate Events book, remember?
Oh, is that what we're talking about next week? Okay. All right. Thanks, Jungi. Talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon. That's all the time we have for today. Thank you for listening to Very Fantastic Discoveries with me, Jungi Fulmer. Next week, we will talk about the third book of a series of Unfortunate Events, The Wide Window. See you next time. Remember to subscribe to Very Fantastic Discoveries on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, or Google Play. Find us on the web at www.veryfantasticdiscoveries.com. Follow us on Twitter at VFDiscoveries. Like us on Facebook at Very Fantastic Discoveries. Thanks to all our listeners and supporters.